Millionaire's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me, cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got. When it's Tuesday, I'll be locked in.
Buddy, we gotta hit it hard. Our own bobblehead.
That's not a bad idea. I like it. Problem is, my head's already too big. It'll like, it's just a head.
I need to equate for ego space.
Then good luck getting that in your car.
Yeah, it's weird. This little miniature bobblehead won't fit. But we gotta capitalize on that.
I agree.
Mitch, we gotta get into the NFTs. We gotta get into the bobbleheads. We gotta have our own sports
you're
show crypto.
Right. I hate admitting it, but you're right. You're right. We need our own coin.
The sports coin.
Sports coin.
Hey, that's going? Amazing. You're listening to the sports show podcast. On Podbean, on Spotify, on iTunes, on the CJSW, the second Tuesday of every month, 90.9 FM. You can even go to CJSW.com.
Right.
All the links for us are there. Mm-hmm. And then they got another just insane lineup of great shows. Regardless, on top of that, social media, at Sports Show YYC, YouTube channel. YouTube. Did I say YouTube?
You did.
Did I mess it up?
YouTube.
YouTube
right.
channel. Yeah. Subscribe.
Do it.
Relax, man. You're watching 80 other videos every day. You can't just hit subscribe on the sports show.
Click. That's it.
Click.
That's all you got to
do. That's all we need,
real
buddy.
Quick. Great week. Nice week. Relaxing week. Kind of. Not really. we head into Saturday. We just finished the Hellenic Melodies. We do this Greek show, today was a good show. We had a fun time ripping into that one. Now, here we are. The sports show. Ready to rock and roll. Let's get right into it.
Sure.
Let's talk
I want to say one thing because it's coming down the pipe.
Sure.
I'm talking to you, fan. Hold on. Let me turn the mic so I can see it. I'm talking to you and you and you and you. Mitch.
Yeah.
Dimitri.
Right.
The Sports Show. Nominated.
Oh.
Canadian National Radio Best Sports Show Award in 2022. Our friends here at the university, they put the nomination in for us. We'll give you details. We really need your support. I don't know how the voting is going to go. I don't know the criteria, but here's what we need from you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can send us, whether it's through social media, whether it's through the email, however it is, if you can tell us some of your favorite sports show moments.
Oh, right.
Because what they want us to do is really spice these clips.
Right.
Right? And they want us to give them almost a portfolio presentation. So tell us, what's your favorite sports show moment?
Yeah.
What's the one that made you laugh? Cry, tell a friend, be there for you when you needed us the most.
Maybe my favorite might have been that time we did it with old cousin Jim and he brought the charcuterie board. That was a good one.
That was actually, that was a great one.
It
was, you know what?
And we ate.
That was a great charcuterie board.
Good. He honestly, I may cut him down for a lot of things. I'll never cut him down for his charcuterie board.
Here's what I think. I think we need to get any episode that has Johnny Hockey in it.
That's a good idea.
I see the numbers.
Oh, yes. It's undoubtedly true. Let's get into it. Listen, I wanted to start off on a couple of things, but you brought up a beautiful segue and it takes us right into it. I wanted to talk about Team Canada. They beat Honduras 2-0 this past week. That's one step closer to being in the FIFA World Cup in Qatar coming up very soon. However, I don't want to talk about that. That's just a good news story.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, Tsitsipas, you lost again. You were the biggest advocate in getting Novak, who, by the way, is Novak, out of the tournament. I can't take credit for that one. Old cousin Jim, again, with his mother-in-law, Star Love. Swear to goodness, that's her name. Anywho's, she came up with that bit. I loved it. But Tsitsipas, you're out again. I'm just saying, stop being that guy.
You can't be that guy. No one likes a rat.
No.
Look what he's doing.
Exactly.
Hey.
See
look
what happens when you be a rat.
No.
It's not good.
It's not a good Mitch.
From there to the point I want to make, Major League Baseball, you guys have for years, ever since you guys figured out that all your players were on the juice, And then you're like, oh, I guess we better stop it because it's too good, because the pitching's too strong, because they're hitting their balls into outer space. We got to put an end to this because the world says it's not a good thing.
Yeah, and the ratings are going up, and we can't have that.
We can't have that. That's not good. Well, what happened? What happens in Major League Baseball, to get to the Hall of Fame, you got to get voted in by the news writers and your peers that have voting capacity to do so. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling. These were three individuals that had their last chance. Guys that should have been in first-time Hall of Fame ballots, in my opinion. They got to the 10th. You have to hit a certain degree of 70%. And ladies and gentlemen, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling will not ever be in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
The good news is that these players will never be forgotten.
Because I disagree.
Because at the end, if you're a Major League Baseball fan,
right,
and you love the game and you respect the game, their names will always come up, actually, for two reasons. Number one, the performance side.
Sure.
Number two, because these are the numbers that they have. The problem I have with it is this. If you're going to kick those three out,
right,
and you didn't do a full-on investigation league-wide, then scrap anybody who got put in that era and put a black eye on that era of baseball, from them all the way up to McGuire, Clemens, Sosa.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, enough is enough. This is, and so you know what they should do? They should start their own type of Hall of Fame.
I'm in. I like this.
They should start their own type of Hall of Fame, their own, you know, something to just, because this is just ridiculous. It's not that I'm condoning what they did. It's just you cannot condone the behavior.
Right.
You can't accept that accept it all across the board. And then all of a sudden, you know how we feel about Lance Armstrong, the same thing. If you're going to kick this guy out, kick the other top 18 guys that they reported them in the Tour de France and other tournaments, and they still didn't get the repercussions. I'm so over this from that. That bothers me, man.
We have a saying, and we joke around about it, when we say, if you're not cheating,
you're not trying.
Exactly. Now, this is the reality. Do we want cheaters? No. But I am a big advocate of this was not in the rule book. This was not in the rule book. I'm not saying that the guy's got to go and juice himself seven ways from Sunday, but everybody in that league in the Tour de France were. So why are you guys singling out the guys that just happened to be doing what everyone else was, but doing it better? This is what doesn't make any sense to me.
Because with all things being equal, take them off the juice, take everyone on the the juice.
They're still outperforming. Roster,
remember this point. Barry Bonds
made
contact with the ball.
That's right.
Okay? Now, forget the home run part of it.
Exactly.
Barry Bonds made that much contact with the ball more so than anybody else.
Exactly.
And he got results out of it. You mean to tell me that in any era of baseball, remember, let's take Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa.
Sure.
Okay. Here's two guys that were competing with each other that were doing the same thing.
Yes.
Because they all know.
Of course.
Your power hitter, come on. You know, let's do a little bit more. Instead of juice, can't we just call it sports enhanced science?
Sure, PEDs, like they do call
sports.
Well, that's the best part. They don't call it steroids, they just call it PEDs.
Yeah, but let's call it sports enhanced science, right? So that sounds nicer to me.
It does.
So they were doing it. So what do you think? You know, that's why, Mitch, Kensenko, Bonds. I mean, the list goes on.
But these guys, their
numbers
specifically, you got a 7-time Cy Young winner in Roger Clemens, who, you know, kind of looked a little prickish. The guy didn't seem like the nicest guy in the world, but hey, who cares? The guy could strike out anybody. It just was what it was. And then you got Barry Bonds, who there was a segment I saw this past week. He was walked, bases loaded, and they walked him. I want you guys to just think about this.
And he still hit.
In that particular moment, he was about to bat, and they're like, rather than give up four runs, we'll give up one, because if he hits the ball, at least two, three runs are coming. Maybe all four are coming in. That's what kind of power, just a mental aspect of the game that he took over, right? Like, you didn't want to pitch the guy with bases loaded? That's unheard of. I hate this. I think it's horrible, and with all respect, if they allowed the actual players to vote, their peers in, who deserves to get in, they get in. Because they know, like, what they were doing was unprecedented.
And why are they leaving it up to the writers, too?
Well, this is what I'm saying.
You know, that's the other side.
This is what I'm saying.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's like trying to consult new rules for baseball and then asking the soccer league on their input.
Well, you're asking guys that have never played it to make the decision on who gets to go to the Hall of Fame.
There's a stark difference between guys like us talking about our opinions and just thought invoking and conversations and the way that we do things here, and then actually being able to vote on not only, like, it's not like this is a media award. This is the Hall of Fame,
right?
That is up to the media.
Yeah, it beats me, man. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. But I kind of just feel bad. These guys worked really hard. Like, no matter how you look at it,
it's dumb.
Maybe there's a little bit of cheating going on. But hey, at the end of the day, cheating from
sports,
what capacity?
We enhanced go on science.
Right. Exactly. From there, we go to a great science, and it's the, if you can play NHL, I got a lot of respect for you, because hey, you got a stick handle, you got to skate, you got to run around, you got to do a million things. And be successful.
It's like running a business.
It really is.
You got to be all hats.
Shift to shift, 30 second shifts.
You're the therapist, the marketer, psychiatrist, electrician, you name it.
This week, I wanted to quickly jump on a couple of topics. Number one, the Arizona Coyotes have hit an all-time low. Okay, look.
Literally.
Years ago when they came to the NHL, like 20 years ago now.
Yeah,
I think, right?
Maybe a bit
more. They show up and a lot of people are like, Arizona, hockey team? Okay, whatever. And it never really flew.
And back then it was Phoenix.
Oh, correct. Yeah, exactly. They've changed the name as well, trying to trick the people.
Yeah, you know? Say, hey,
same product, different name.
Phoenixites.
Yeah, exactly.
Phoenicians.
Phoenicians. Phoenicians.
Either way.
Sure.
Hey, not just for you. All of the Zona.
All of you guys. So we got this hockey team. They play on ice. Come and check us out. Not many people came. So here we are in 2022. Gary Bettman and his boys are just content. They cannot get rid of this team. They're like, no, I am not letting it happen. Probably because he has a house around the area.
But don't you want that from a league perspective? Is, hey, we're not giving up on you.
You do. You want your franchisor to believe in you.
The
I
franchisor.
Agree.
Yeah,
you do.
Hey.
Now, here's the thing. The Glendale area, the area that runs, that has the arena in it, both the Arizona Cardinals from the football and the Coyotes, they said, guys, we don't want to renew your contract anymore. So now the Coyotes are in negotiations with the Arizona State Sun Devils, the university in the area.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, can we borrow your guys' facility? They're like, sure, we'd love to have NHL guys here. The capacity is 5,000 people.
Yeah.
Okay. Lots of problems here. I don't know which way you want to go with it. I don't want to sit on it too long, but what are your thoughts on, is this just, why are they keeping this alive?
Nah. At first I hated it.
Okay.
At first I'm like, wait a sec.
Yeah.
If you're a team that can only harbor 5,000 people.
Sure.
And that's all you got.
Right.
I mean, maybe move. Like, give Toronto, and I'm not joking.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Give Toronto a second team.
Or Montreal.
Sure. Go back to Quebec.
Alberta could use another team.
You know, Seattle, they did that. Portland is another great hockey city.
Yeah.
Maybe New York needs a third one. I don't know.
Good call.
I'm just saying, right?
Yeah,
right?
I like where you're going.
And then you can do like how Golden State does in California, how they're California, but they're not California.
Right.
They're in the other side, but they're
saying. Yeah.
Anyways, but here's the thing why I actually really like it, Mitch. Mm-hmm. Number one, seating capacity down.
Yeah.
Ticket prices up.
Yep.
If you can get 5,000 faithful that are going to, you know, that you can constantly get a little more money out of, maybe you're all better suited. And they should have done that from the beginning. Maybe it's better to get into a smaller venue and build your way up and the other way around. We all know the location was the problem.
Hockey. But look at Anaheim. Look at Anaheim. They're succeeding. I've been to Anaheim, and man, the fans love their team out there. It's not a joke.
Yeah, but they got a movie. They got a movie.
Granted, but they still got faithful fan base. But here's the thing. A couple of podcasts ago, didn't I say a new arena, outdoor arena might be something? Secondly, I just want to throw that out there.
You're right.
And then secondly,
secondly,
5,000 people is nothing. So remember, all the owners kind of like, you know, I won't say they pool their money, but do you want to be an owner of the New York Rangers or Toronto Maple Leafs? And you're like, we're jamming 30,000 people into our games, 20,000, whatever, and you guys have five and you're barely making the five and you get a cut of our revenue? I don't think so. See ya, Phoenix. Like, Phoenix has got to make this cut. They just got to end up going somewhere else. It just is what it is. 5,000 is kind of neat on one end because it's like a nightclub. It's like exclusive. Hey, sorry. The can you imagine there's bouncers that, sorry, man, we're at capacity. We can't let you in.
I never understood how they just can't broker a deal with the Suns.
I don't know, man.
You know, a lot of people have been to Phoenix. It's right for the take in downtown. It's right there.
Just go.
Just broker the deal with them.
Devin Booker on skates. I love it. I love it.
And now we're talking.
Now we're talking something. I like it. Last category. Last week.
Husky ball.
Last week, we said, hey, Edmonton, you guys aren't doing so well. Since the podcast, a couple of games then, or they won a few games, they're doing their thing. But we said last week, hey, what can they do? What does Ken Holland have to do to fix this mess in Edmonton? And he says to himself, Evander Kane. So Evander Kane gets signed this year. 1 year, it's like $2 million with incentives all in if he hits his incentive package. Here's a guy that has been, he was drafted by the Atlanta Thrashers, which slash was the Winnipeg Jets, like he was in that conversion. Yeah. Then moves out to Buffalo because they didn't like him in Winnipeg anymore. From Buffalo, he said, I don't like you guys either. They send him over to San Jose, and then things got a little skewered. He had some marital problems, but mostly he had some casino problems, and he owed some money. The casinos even came out. Like, it's very rare you're hearing casinos coming out going, hey, excuse me, hi, NHL. That guy over there, he owes us money. And that became an issue. Then there was like misconduct where there was allegations that he was fixing games, that he was betting on himself. He was doing the Pete Rose. Mm-hmm. That was thrown to the side. They couldn't prove that
That's
happening.
Way too hard to do in hockey. Man.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. But the fact is it came out. Right. Then we get to now here. He was a free agent. They waived him. No one picked him up. Except for Kenny Holland and the Edmonton Oilers, they said, there it is. That's the answer to this problem.
Oh, Edmonton. You know what it was? Okay, Kenny, you can pick anybody, and you're not allowed to ask for Taylor Hall back this time.
That's right.
What do you mean? What? I can't. I'll take Evander Kane. But you know what I love?
You're right. Like, he wanted Taylor Hall back.
He wanted Taylor Hall back. He's like, yeah. So listen to this. How do you bring a guy who's got gambling problems and you have a new facility where the casino's next door?
Literally across the street.
It's like right beside the dressing room, for crying out loud. It's crazy. But hey, I wish him the best because you know what? Gambling's an addiction like anything else.
Sure it is. Sure.
Okay. Only when you're on the losing side.
True.
Because if you're on the winning side
of
gambling,
great addiction.
You're like a celebrity. Look at Jimmy the Greek.
How about Vegas Dave?
Vegas Dave. See what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what, gambling community? Do better.
Do better.
You guys should be helping Evander Kane out a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Talk about when, you know, flavor of the month. Anyhow. You know what? All jokes aside around that, you look at that and say, this is ridiculous. Like, what are you doing? But I like it. Look, they need depth.
Mm-hmm.
They need it for this year. Let's call it what it is.
Sure.
They need a quick pick me up.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're coming in and they're putting a franchise around this guy or long term. They clearly need depth. They clearly need help. When McDavid and Draisaitl are not performing, they need some supplement scoring.
Sure.
So I actually, for this year, believe it or not, I like it. And you know what? Here's a guy who's just happy to get a chance, I think.
Not just a second chance, maybe a seventh chance. But I agree, like the Barry Bonds thing. What's wrong with second chances? I'm okay with this guy getting... Listen, 769 games, I did a little review, 242 assists, 264 goals. Last year for San Jose, led the team in scoring. So when he puts his mind to it, and he's not thinking about, do I hit on 16? This guy can produce.
I think it's clear that his issues have always been an attitude issue.
Sure.
Whether it's been on or off the ice or whatever the case is. So that's why I say, hey, you know what? If I'm Edmonton, at this point in time, you're the Edmonton Oilers. If it's the beginning of the season and you're going long term, you look at this and you might say, guys, but what do they have to lose right now? They're a team that everyone expects should be winning that division. They're in a huge slump. There's problem after problem. At this point, you say, what do we got to lose? Get a skilled guy in here. Who cares?
I do agree with that. I'll just say this, but I will say this last part. Kenny Holland, I think when I heard that Edmonton picked him up, I was saying to myself, here's a guy that put together a beautiful team in the Detroit Red Wings back in the late 90s, early 2000s, right? And he says, you know what? Here's my recipe. So he takes his recipe, like any good chef, and he goes to Edmonton, and he goes, I'm going to use this recipe. If I've learned anything, that recipe of what worked in the late late 90s, early 2000s doesn't work in 2022. So for me, I just think that a lot of people have to come to this realization that hockey is all about youth and it's about like talent now. I'm not saying that Evander Kane isn't both, because he kind of is both. He's young and he's talented.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I like the move, but I still think it was a kind of a, I don't know. It's too much. From there, my friend, we head over to the NFL. Last week, divisional playoffs, absolutely crazy. The Bengals knocked out.
Sorry, Mitch. Yeah. Not just divisional playoffs. Maybe the best weekend in NFL playoff history.
Agreed. Last week, the Bengals, first game up, they're taking on the number one seed Titans. They knock them down. Kickers. They were everyone's Achilles heel last week. The kickers, the Bengals.
Who, you know what?
Which team did we pick to make a big run in the playoffs? Who was it?
It was... the Cincinnati Bengals.
Exactly.
So, by the way,
right,
Paul, yeah. Coach Paul.
Coach Paul.
Sends a message in.
Okay.
He goes, remember a couple years ago, you were making fun of Mitch for drafting the kicker? Now you know why you need a kicker.
Now you see why
and this
you
weekend
need a kicker.
Proved it. So, hey, Coach Paul, you're right. Mitch.
Hey, just
I'm not
say.
Totally sorry. But I think I see where you're coming from.
You see, I'm not so crazy. I'm unconventional. Thanks, Paul.
But in all fairness, it was the punter.
Yeah.
Well, it was the punter.
But still, I'm not going to get into it because I have a bit for that, but I'm not going to go.
Okay, okay.
49ers knock off our Packers. We could go into it. There's really nothing to go into it. We talked about it amongst ourselves as owners. We're disgusted. It was a horrible game, and shame on you, Packers. Congratulations.
Listen, the Packers are choke artists.
Yeah.
But that was also a game where two teams played so horribly bad, you didn't know who would come on top of it.
When they blocked the punt, I knew it was over. I knew even when it was tied and went to overtime, I'm like, we're going to lose this game. It's all the momentum was gone.
Yeah, you get. But even then, no, you know what? You don't know, Mitch, because they both. Look,
I knew.
But you're coming as a Packers
fan. I knew. From there, let's go to the game that everyone, I think, doesn't matter if you're a big football fan or not, the Rams and Tampa Bay. Rams are killing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's over. Brady's done. Or was he? He comes out of nowhere, this guy.
Tom Brady is the Hulk Hogan of the NFL.
He was.
Right when you think he's down and out.
That's right.
He hulks up. Three punches. Big boot. The leg drop. One. Two. And Stafford kicks out.
Tied game, 30 seconds left, and then Tampa Bay goes, okay, all we got to do, we can't let Stafford throw the ball to 70-yard pass. Kick, field goal, game over. Bye-bye, Brady.
You know what? I was impressed with Stafford. I was impressed with the Rams. I was impressed with that last play to say, you know what? No, we're not playing into Brady's hand.
Right.
So they had the game won on the drive. And, of course, Akers or Captain Fumble.
Oh, seriously. Man.
Like this guy. Hey, you know what? You want to talk about cheating? Get the glue, pal.
It's called Stick'em.
As soon as they got that fumble and then they scored. And I think at that point it was 27-10. I'm like, and here it goes.
Exactly.
And they did it. They tied it. But what I love is the Rams turned around and said, nah. We're not the Falcons.
No.
We're not playing scared.
True that.
Guess what? Yeah. Hey, you, Staffy, Sugar, Baby, Honey, Sweetheart. You throw that ball 70 yards down the field. Yeah, no problem, coach.
Yeah, it's like when Brady sees a 27-28 score. It's like that. He's like, oh, I got to play now, guys. We got to play. It's kind of creepy.
27-3?
And that takes us down. I know. It takes us down to the game of the year, game of the decade maybe. I don't know. 2 minutes left in the game, and these two teams, Buffalo and Kansas City, decide to score 25 points. Yes, you heard that right. In less than 2 minutes, they score 25 points. Kansas City wins it overtime. The big discussion is the overtime situation. But, Dimitri, what did you think of that game real quick?
I thought that game, listen, let me tell you something. If you have a spouse that doesn't understand why you watch football or family or whatever, all you have to do is get them to watch that game and tell them that's what it's like all the time.
Yeah.
And anyone can buy
in. Good point, yeah.
Anyone can buy into a game like that. That game was fantastic. I feel bad for the Bills.
Of course.
Right? Because, you know, they did have a good handle on the game. However, look, you can't take your foot off the gas at any time.
Nope.
There's nothing, in my opinion, that Allen did wrong. There's nothing that the offense did wrong. And the defenses, you know, on both sides were fine. You know what? You allow points, you can say it. But guys, Mahomes, who is this guy?
Yeah.
You just can't teach it, Mitch. 13 seconds?
I couldn't agree more. Well, see, this is, as everyone was really, really impressed with this, I'm going to be Mitch here, and I'm going to be a little Debbie Downer here for a second. I was just really disappointed with the defenses. Like, I know they're gassed. I know they're tired. But, guys, 13 seconds left, and he needed, like, at least 30 or 40 points, like, at least 35 yards to get into field goal range, and they got more than that. They ended up getting
50 and a 49-yard field goal.
This is what I'm talking about. But the thing is, Dimitri, that is unprecedented. The defense is really, in my opinion, both sides of the ball, even though Kansas City ended up winning this game, were letdowns. I will say this, though.
Sure.
Josh Allen, in one game, showed me that he really has progressed as a quarterback. This
he's
is a
gonna
guy.
Be around
he's going to be around
for a
while.
Long, long time.
However, just yesterday, the head offensive coordinator was hired by the New York Giants. We'll find out. Was it him or, you know, like sometimes it's the coaching, man. They are a big integral part to these guys' development.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
From there, let's set it up. It's the AFC versus the NFC. Divisional, or pardon me, championship games. It's the Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs playing each other. Vegas has the line, Kansas City at home, -7. Dimitri, who do you like in this one?
I like the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're going to have a pretty easy time doing it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be like a Pittsburgh Steelers type game where
really?
Maybe the first bit you say, hey, is there a game out of it? And then they just take over. I think we called it long time ago when they beat the Packers. I believe that was week 5, correct?
Yes.
Give or take a week. And you and I, Mitch, said this team's not looking back. My opinion, Super Bowl champions. I'm
wow.
calling it from now.
Boom.
Yeah.
Hot take.
And I think they're going to see the Rams in the final.
And that takes us to the NFC Championship game. It's San Francisco taking on the Rams, the hot San Francisco 49ers. This team, what have I said? If you're on a heater, this team's on a heater. I don't know, man. Like, I worry because the other thing, just like the Packers, San Francisco's got their number. It just happens that they're playing 2 games in a row where they own these teams. I want it to be the Rams. The Rams will be at home for Super Bowl if they win. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, man, I can't help but think that San Fran's going to, like, sneaky get their way.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Mitch, the 49ers have not played good football, right? They've just played... It's the other teams have been losing.
Yeah, true.
Dallas lost that game.
Agreed.
The Packers lost that game.
Agreed.
And their only salvation is if a team just falls flat and doesn't lose that game. But you know what? When you're Matthew Stafford, okay, mm-hmm. and you finally got over the hump of not only winning the playoffs, sorry, your first playoff game.
True.
But beating Brady in a fashion that shows that you're gutless mm-hmm. means that guy's dialed in.
Maybe
they're
he's
not
on a
afraid.
Heater. Maybe he's
he
on a
is
heater.
On a heater.
He's on a heater
okay?
too. Right.
And the other side is you got look the Rams have a great people. If you got to look at that roster
up and down. I agree.
There are players on the team that you know we always talk about offenses, but you forget that this team is stacked all around.
Right.
And so no, I don't buy into the 49ers because Garoppolo is tailor made to throw interceptions on this game with that defense.
That's true. That's true. One last thing. My five-star pick of the week. It's the Cincinnati Bengals to cover the 7 points. I just wanted to throw that in there. From there, we head over to Rapid Banter. Here we go. Ready, partner?
Ready, partner.
Keith Yandel, Ironman streak is at 965 straight games. But hold on the heels is Phil Kessel's at 941. Do you think that Yandel's accomplishment is awesome or that Phil is more impressive at right behind him?
Phil?
Yeah.
At least Yandel's in shape.
That's what I'm saying. Talk about hot dogs are the fountain of youth, my friend. Just throwing that out there. NFL, teams that win the coin toss are 10-1 in the playoffs. Should teams look into a new position? Special teams flipper.
Absolutely. You don't want to cause any more tailwinds.
Neil Young said, "Hey Spotify, it's me or Joe Rogan." Well, Neil, now he's gone. Now, what does Neil do now?
More like Neil Old News.
A person in Australia, once a male model and still looking very fit and youthful, as I saw on Instagram, attributes his youth to drinking his own pee. Is that what they meant by the fountain of youth?
It's not his fault. He's ridiculously good looking.
The Chiefs needed 13 seconds to move the ball up and get a field goal to get into the playoffs or to get into overtime. Dak Prescott's run in that whole sequence with Dallas took 14 seconds. Thoughts?
Enough said. That's bad.
Calgary Dinos head coach is hanging up the clipboard. It's Pat Sheehan. Now what's he going to do?
Have the Dinos gone extinct?
What? Ovi cracked Robin Lehner's mask in a game with a slap shot. What's the protocol? Does he owe him a mask or too bad?
He owes him the repairs.
I think repairs.
What's it deductible on a mask?
I don't. Call Dave.
I'd say.
If I told you that Trent Dilfer has a better playoff record than Mr. Rogers, by the way, Dilfer's 5-1, Rogers 11-10, both have won Super Bowl, would you believe me?
Yes.
I know, right? Biggest question, and here's the last one. Who will win this weekend Royal Rumble to headline WrestleMania?
Tough, tough question. I don't know.
What? It's.
I. You know what? I'm actually stumped on this one.
Seth Rollins.
What?
He's going to lose in the title match, then find his way in to the Royal Rumble and get another crack at it. Mark my words.
Rapid freaking banter. Because Seth Rollins is Seth freaking Rollins. Right. It's a play. Thing.
You have
it's
to play watch wrestling words. Like
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, yeah. You have to get it.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I think they got it.
I think so.
From there, we go to the final segment. It's Maga Malaka. And,
by the way,
yeah.
If I was a wrestler, you know what my finishing move would be?
What would
I'd call it the South Carolina George.
Oh, yeah? What?
It would be an elbow off the middle rope.
Oh, I like that. That is his favorite move. Were you there? When we were younger, that's what he would do. He would jump off the couches.
Really?
We would take the bed, the stromata, the beds, right?
The cushions.
The cushions, yeah. Put him on the floor.
Right.
And I mean, I think everyone did that.
His move was the elbow?
His move was the elbow.
I didn't know that.
That is creepy.
I was just thinking about it the other day.
I thought you were there.
I swear I wasn't.
Well,
I could have. Hey, judging by our recent, I could have been.
He liked to pile drive his brother, too.
Maybe me and my brother were there at the house.
Maybe they were.
Could you imagine family photos? Wait a sec.
These are those guys?
Same guys from the wrestling show.
All right, Maga Malaga time. We talked about it. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are out. They will not be in the Major League Hall of Fame. We think it's a catastrophe. Only because I thought North America was the place of second opportunity, second chances.
Right. Right? Aren't we a people of forgiveness?
So I'm going to go through scenarios.
Sure.
I'm making them up, completely random.
Okay.
Maga Malaka, second chance opportunities in sports.
Fair enough.
Follow this. Gambling on your own sports team. Maga or Malaka, should you get another chance?
Maga.
Let's say you're a baseball guy, right? And you're betting on your team. Should that guy get another chance?
Maga.
All right. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? You're a baseball guy as well. You were taking some PEDs.
Yeah.
What were you calling them?
Sports enhanced. Sports enhanced.
Exactly. You're taking some of those.
Yeah.
Everyone else was.
Yeah.
And you get caught. And everyone's mad at you. Do you get a second chance for that?
Maga. Just from the principles of not ratting out the whole league. You know, the league could crumble.
Exactly.
The league owes him a thank you.
That's right. How about this one? You're a soccer player. You're playing against a big team.
Yeah.
All right? A big rivalry. All of a sudden, the ball's up in the air, and it's like the hand of God out of nowhere.
Right.
Comes out and touches the ball, and it goes right into the net. Second chance. Everyone's mad at you. Maga.
I also feel the same with diving.
Right.
Maga.
How about this one? You win seven. You're a bike rider, okay?
Right.
You like doing the Tour de France, but not the Tour de France. You win seven of those in a row.
Right.
On top of it, I'm going to throw this at you. You're battling cancer. Not one, not two, maybe three rounds of cancer.
Yeah.
You win seven in a row. That whole community is based on, drugs and all that stuff.
Right.
And then you get pegged out because some guy rats you out.
Yeah.
Do you deserve a second chance?
Maga, absolutely.
These random things that I'm bringing up, completely random.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But all scenarios that I say, why are we so hard on these people?
Second last one. You're a golfer.
Right.
You get caught in an affair.
Right.
Right. You're a little nerdy growing up. You know, you were practicing golf so much that you didn't get a chance to be with the ladies.
All of
a sudden you get in some trouble. But years later you come back and everyone loves you. Does he deserve that second chance?
Maga, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what
Listen, we're going into things behind the scenes. You know, maybe as a society, if we spend a little more time finding out about the whole scenario before we start throwing stones.
Right.
May he without sin. cast the first stone.
It's a religious podcast as well. Last one.
You do this, oh man.
Completely random sport. Figure skating.
Right.
You're a competitor. You look at her. You're like, she's pretty good. You hire somebody to come, I don't know, club her in the knee.
Right.
They catch you. Years later, you might go to jail. You might be in a porno or something. I don't know. Do you get a second chance?
You know what, Maga? You should get a second chance. Because you know what? I blame you, figure skating, for putting so much pressure on people that are too young to handle it.
That's right.
All they want to do is win.
That's it.
And you know what? There's a difference. There's a difference when you have a shelf life of something like NFL, right. NBA, yeah. NHL. You can play into your late 30s, if you know, in certain areas. Heck, you can even win the championship at 43. But do you have that luxury in figure skating? No. You want to know why? Because every pound counts.
That's right.
And every seam on the costume counts. And you only have a small shelf life. Then what? They chew you. They need you, and they spit you out. Well, not us.
It's not right.
So if someone clubs someone in the back of the knee because all they're trying to do is win, again, not her fault, allegedly.
Yeah.
But the sport's fault. So figure skating, figure it out.
Yeah, seriously. There it is. The Sport Show.
Sport Show, episode 192. Look, we talk a little this, we talk a little that. We do it everywhere. We do it on Podbean. We do it on Spotify. We do it on iTunes. We do it on YouTube. I got it. You see that?
Yeah.
It's been aching me the whole episode. At Sports Show YYC, CJSW.com, 90.9 FM. You can find us all over the place there. We've taken over this radio station. We'll keep you in the loop for the award. But look, this is one for the books. You got to shove it in the locker.
Bye.
Because we got to hit the shower.
Have a great week, everyone. Quick thing. If we end up winning, the award.
It's a count.
We buy championship belts. I'm not joking. And we literally walk in here every week with the belt.
Do we do a belt or a big trophy?
No. Belt.
Or do we do championship rings? Like we just get like these big Super Bowl looking.
Oh, what's that? What did you win? Podcast of the year.
Oh, this whole thing.
I think I want the belt. And then we were like kind of.
Why can't we have both?
Why can't we have it all? Rings, trophy, and belts.
Now we're done.
And bandanas.
For every occasion.
We have to have a bandana.
So speaking of merch.
Yeah.
Apparently. So yes. I'm outside before we started recording the sports show. So Lily and the team.
Yeah.
They saw the, I mean, a couple, Cam's already seen it, but right. Lily saw the sweater. Right. She wants a sweater now.
We'll get.
So
put the orders in.
Put the orders in. Hey, roster.
I'll get them here.
Hey, roster, you want one of these? Look at these.
Sports show. And by the way, I'll do it in different colors. We got different colors. Whatever you want. Black, white, green. There was a green one. It wasn't bad.
How do you yellow. Feel? Yellow. Green goes okay with yellow. I mean, obviously, that's how we feel, but there's not
a red
in the playoffs.
One. The red one was kind of hot. It was good. It looked like flames, kind of, like a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. The thing is you got to play with the colors. You can't just take this logo and just slap it on every color. Sometimes you got to invert the color.
By the way, and on the swag that me and Dimitri have, we have C because we're the captains, obviously. For you guys, R's. Roster.
Yeah. Hey, that's a hey. You know what?
Hey, wow. I'm just part of the roster.
I don't know if the dust here accumulates. I don't know.
Something's up. All right, guys. Have a great week.
There you go. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Talk to Dale about this curling. I saw the Scots on the other day.